I went to Berklee College of Music in the early 60s and learned arranging there. But I didn't really practice it much until maybe 10 years ago, where I really started to do more arranging. I was too busy playing.
Take us through an arrangement of yours. It's an update on an old song, Angry.
Angry is, I think, around a 1920s or so tune, and it was a Dixieland tune, and it was for many years. And so I rearranged it to a little more modern, quite a bit more modern, for the big band, and features Bruce Heine on bass and Merle Canusa on tenor saxophone.
When you say you modernized it, what kinds of things did you do?
The chords aren't the same ones that were on the original. The original was very simplistic, and I used what's called substitute chords to make it a little richer, and I think that's how you would differ it.
In the case of Angry, when you heard the Cedar Avenue Big Band play it after your arrangement, how did it make you feel?
I was pleased. It was better than I expected.
We're speaking with Steve Devich of the Cedar Avenue Big Band out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And Steve is an arranger, but the band plays arrangements of others as well, like this original by Pete Whitman called Dr. No-No. It's Dr. No-N-O and the second word, K-N-O-W.
Yes, Pete was for a number of years a lead alto and music director of the Cedar Avenue Big Band. Then he left, and now he teaches at McNally Smith and has been there for several years now. He's a great alto and tenor player and soprano too.
Now his compositional style is a little more evolved than the piece we just heard.
Yes, it's more scale-like, I think, less chordal than mine.
And so that would be more modernistic.
Yes, that's a good word for it, yes.
We're speaking with Steve Devich of the Cedar Avenue Big Band. What's the key in appealing to an audience, because it's not only the taste of the players, it's what the audience will accept.
That's right. You've got to change it up every now and then. Like a nice ballad, that's what I like to do.
In big band jazz, many insiders will say that the arranger is the most important person, but the flash to the audience is provided by soloists. Are there some soloist highlights in the repertoire of the Cedar Avenue Big Band?
I think one of the great soloists that was with the band was Merle Knutson, tenor sax. He just played wonderful. Very lyrical.
Could you tell us a bit about what Merle does on It Might As Well Be Spring?
Merle's work on It Might As Well Be Spring is very melodic. All of his solos are so very melodic, even though he's improvising. He just had a knack for it.
Do you have fans that follow you around and go to many of your shows?
We do have a lot of the same people that show up all the time, yes.
What do audience members say after they hear the Cedar Avenue Big Band?
Mostly they just say we enjoyed it a lot. I hope to come again.
The Cedar Avenue Big Band. They play big band classics and frequently with modernistic twists, just to keep things fresh. The group plays second Tuesdays every month, including this Tuesday, at Jazz Central Studios in Minneapolis. The web address is cedaravenuebigband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.